I'm so excited because I earned an internship at IGN's Office of Journalism. I mean, I was dying to be a serious critic. Anyways, it's the first day of work, and Founder John Simpson, Mr. IGN, called us all in, and in his hands is Gun Assassin Simulator 7, Definitive Remastered Edition. And he tells us, okay, we're gonna give this game a 10 out of 10. Everyone grab a copy, have a week. Make me some motherfucking money. Every day for a week we would try to feel the setting. Feel the setting. Note the scale. Every day for a week we would try to hear the cash flow. Hear the cash flow. Cause a sale. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to see what I had inside. I dug right down to the bottom of my soul, and I tried, and everybody's going, more graphics, more budget.
It's like I'm playing a movie.
Trans, gay, black, and feminist, 10 out of 10, respectful nod. And IGN turns to me and he says,
okay, Annan, what did you feel?
And I said, nothing, I'm feeling nothing. And he says nothing could leave a man homeless. They all felt something, but I felt nothing. Except the feeling it was mostly hit or miss. And nobody likes cooking minigames. But hey, maybe I'm just biased. I was born without taste buds. Second week, we're advancing. We had to judge a beta. Grade a trailer. Concept art. IGN, he would say, very good, except for Annan. Try it, Annan. Do your part. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul to change what I truly felt. Yes, I dug right down to the bottom of my soul and I tried to melt. My peers yelled nothing. They called me nothing. My boss allowed it, which really makes me burn. They were so helpful. They called me homeless until I really didn't know where else to turn. And IGN kept saying,
Annan, you're too busy looking at the little things. Just shut up and rake in the motherfucking money.
Jesus Christ. I went to sites and I'd look for reviews to send me guidance. Send me guidance every day. Went to sites and I look at the scores to help me feel it. Help me feel it. Yes, I pray. And the voice from down at the bottom of my soul came up to the top of my head. And the voice from down at the bottom of my soul, here is what it said. This site is nothing. Nothing. If you want judgment, just take yourself to read. And when you lurk more, you'll be a critic. And I assure you, that's what finally came to be. GASUN1GOTY. And I dug right down to the bottom of my soul. Right now. Why I listen to you guys? I lost my fucking job. I'm living in my mom's basement. I can't pay my fucking alimony. I fucking hate you guys. Why am I even in this shitty musical? Fuck all of you guys. Fuck you niggas. Shit.